If you're looking for trouble, you just wandered into the toughest biker bar in the investment world. This is the Danger Zone. It's where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do that using discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They put it all together, dig in at the footnotes level, asking a basic question about most stocks.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Oh, it most assuredly is possible, and if things are very different from reality, they come to a conclusion.
This is an ugly business, man.
And an ugly business tends to be a dangerous one. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. David Trainer is president and founder of New Constructs. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
David joins me on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at gainbridge.life. David, before we jump in on the Danger Zone, you've been talking a lot about zombie stocks, and I know that that's where we're going again today. But you always say, catalysts. I can't know them. I can't see them. If I had a crystal ball, you know, I probably wouldn't be doing this stuff. I'd be using it to make a lot more money. But you guys made a call on Beyond Meat. And within days, there came the earnings report and the company in serious, serious trouble. So is the day of the zombies, like, is that what we expect? Is that going to become the poster child for, we talk about a zombie stock and, you know, that's when you truly see that they're the walking dead?
That's right. These are crazy times. You know, I think we're right back into the frothy 2021 or the last bear market rally. Because, you know, I think we saw Beyond Meat take a big plunge and then, you know, on Friday, bounce right back. So it's a little nutty. You know, we saw the same thing with another zombie stock, Carvana, jumping on bad results. You know, all I can say is please be careful. Do not buy into these rallies. I think they're just honestly setups to let institutions get out and just dump more of these zombie stock shares on unsuspecting retail and individual investors. I really believe that's the case.
We're talking about another zombie stock today. Who's in the danger zone?
Zombie stock number six is Rivian.
Danger, danger.
Rivian. Its ticker symbol RIVN. It has been in the danger zone before, but there's a difference. Again, there's that difference between it's heading for trouble and it's the walking dead.
No, that's right. You know, when we are seeing these companies who are burning lots of cash and don't have enough cash to sustain that for more than a year or two to sustain that burn, that's a zombie stock because we're no longer in a world, in case you haven't noticed, rates have been going up, right? No longer in a world where companies can go out and get more cheap debt. People aren't willing to do that. People are worried about the ability to roll debt over to new debt, which is what was allowing them to invest in companies that were making money anyway. They just thought, you know what? I can sell them this debt. I can buy this debt from this company, and, you know, when it comes time to get it back, they can just borrow from someone else and pay me back. That's not as likely to happen anymore. And if they do have to borrow at all, if they do get to borrow, they're going to be borrowing at a much more expensive price, a much more expensive interest rate, which means they may not get it done at all. So the end of the road is in sight for the zombie stocks, which is either they have to drastically cut back their spending in order to reduce their cash burn and increase their runway, or they run out of money and go bankrupt. Either way, the stocks are likely to go to zero because most of these, all these zombie stocks, they have to continue to spend in order to maintain the growth that investors expect. They're between a rock and a hard place. And look, this is what happens when people are careless about the way they invest, Chuck.
Well,
they don't pay attention to the numbers.
Let's talk about attention to the numbers. How out of whack is the valuation on Rivian now?
We think that the amount of downside is, you know, in the 75-80% plus range. Even if they can go from a highly negative margin to a positive margin. Look, their margin right now is like negative 100-1000%. You know, it's just so negative it doesn't even matter. So they go all the way to 5%, which is around where the best incumbents' margins are, and they grow revenue at 90% compounded annually. So extreme improvement in profitability and growing revenue way faster than the industry, taking huge amounts of market share. They do that at just $9 a share, right? That's what the value of the stock is worth. if they can do that. And that would imply that they sell like 507,000 vehicles, which is like 90% of what Ram sells, the number two best-selling truck maker. 70% of the F-150 sold in 2021, the number one bestseller. And by the way, you know, the kicker is that's three times the maximum production capacity of their current production capability.
And we should point out, Rivian Automotive, again, it's RIVN, currently trading around $35. So you just made a case for it to get to $9. How hard would it be to extend that case and get it all the way to zero?
It's not that hard, Chuck. I mean, in fact, in our report, you know, after we talk about the $9 valuation, we point out how really best case scenario that is, because it implies really 5% growth in capital when they've been growing their capital at 188% compounded annually over the last couple of years. And even Tesla has been growing its capital at over 50%. It averaged 50% over its first 10 years as a public company. So that's really optimistic. It means that they're going to build and run their operations much more efficiently than any car company in the history of the world. Or they're not going to build the plants, which means they can't produce the cars they need to justify the stock price. All this is another way of saying there's no way they're meeting the expectations in the stock price. It's just absurd. So, yeah, it comes back to this just makes no sense. And, yeah, I think it's likely it goes to zero.
What's the stupid money risk? Which, by the way, we call it stupid money risk, but if you're an investor, stupid money risk could work for you. It could be the fact that somebody wants to pay a ridiculous amount for a stock, so it could work in your favor. But any way you cut it, what are the chances that somebody wants to buy this just to kind of have the name and kind of is willing to overpay for it?
I think it's pretty low, right? Who wants to, when you've already got, like, the stupid money risk can sometimes make sense if you're dealing something that another company wants to buy or that other people aren't doing as much of, or you need to add it on, you know, something that can be helpful to you. But I mean, who would want to buy this company, especially when it's extremely expensive, right? And think about it like this. You got to buy it twice. You got to pay to own it, and you got to pay to sustain it, right? To fund it, because it's losing so much money. And so the real issue is that, you know, when the company's facing such big and tough competition from incumbents like a Ram and a Ford, for example, not to mention Toyota, all the other firms that make trucks, you know, where's your potential return if you do buy it? I don't see one. So we don't even have a section for stupid money risk, because we don't think anybody's that stupid.
Well, that's why we ask, because some of these companies, well, they might be zombie stocks and somebody might be that stupid. But in this case, it's The Walking Dead with really not much hope that somebody gets lucky on this one. It's Rivian Automotive, RIVN, this week's pick for the Danger Zone. David Trainer, always great stuff. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you, Chuck.
David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. It's newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. David's on Twitter personally. He is at TheRealDTrain37. This was a great way for us to start the August 8th edition of Money Life, but we are just getting started. So settle back and relax. Joe Keefe is in for the big interview when Money Life resumes in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.